Welcome to Focus on the Community on Memories 107.9 and the General 95.9 at AM 1580 WAMW. I'm Dwayne Shake, and each week we shine a spotlight on topics important to our community. Focus on the Community is sponsored by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington and Lagodi. This week's guest is Eben Lips with Sodexo Services in Washington. Eben, good morning. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Dwayne. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Now, Eben, I guess we got to start right from the beginning. Give us your title with Sodexo and what Sodexo is all about here with Washington Community Schools.
I'm a general manager in the Sodexo world. With Washington Community Schools, I am the food service director.
And that means, basically, Sodexo, this was a partnership that Washington Community Schools signed on 2-3 years ago now?
2 years ago, yep.
2 years ago, Sodexo takes care of all of the food services for the elementary and the high school.
Yes.
And again, it's been a great partnership so far. You're here to talk about summer and a couple of great things coming up. First off, let's talk about what's going on this summer, because with school out, students that are on the reduced or maybe the free lunch plan, they're used to getting those lunches during the school year, but they don't have that option when school's out. You are reaching out to make sure these students get a meal and a healthy meal each and every day.
Right. Monday through Friday, we serve hot lunches. It's not just for free and reduced kids. It's any child 18 or under in the city of Washington can eat for free, eat lunch every day, Monday through Friday.
Any child 18 and under. Now, you not only that, but you are even coming to them. Of course, one of the central site is at the Washington High School cafeteria.
Yes.
It is always there at Washington High School cafeteria Monday through Friday. But you go on site at different locations too with this program.
Yes. Well, we have a food trailer, a hatchet trailer. Can't miss it. We serve at Lena Dunn from 11:30 to noon, and then we go to 602 Mound Street. It's a couple blocks behind the Swifty gas station, from 12:15 to 12:45.
And each day is a different meal.
Yeah, every day. We have a two-week cycle menu, so every day in a two-week cycle is a different meal.
And kids 18 and under can come to the food trailer or to the high school cafeteria, and their lunch is absolutely free. What time are you serving at the high school?
From 11:30 to 1:30, so they have a two-hour window they can come eat there.
11:30 to 1:30. Again, this is for anyone listening this morning that would like to take advantage of this service. And I guess we need to stress, we want people to utilize this service, Eben.
Absolutely. We plan ahead, try to, and we get kind of guesstimate how many kids we think we're going to feed at each site. And, you know, I've got my employees working this summer, and you need to keep the participation up so we get reimbursed from the federal funds to pay their salaries. Otherwise, I'm going to have to lay people off.
So please, if you're listening this morning, it's an easy way to help out and help yourself out, because you don't have to worry about preparing those lunches anymore. For the adults that are listening, they can actually take advantage of this too, right?
Right. $3 for an adult, full meal.
$3 for lunch. You're not going to find that anywhere else. So, again, find the food trailer with Sodexo at Lena Dunn or on Mound Street daily, Monday through Friday. Or if you don't know those locations, just go to the Washington High School cafeteria, probably enter through gate...
Gate 9,
and get your free lunch there or your $3 lunch if you're an adult. It's a great deal. It's a win-win. And this includes your drink and everything, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Comes with an 8-ounce milk.
Everything is included with that meal. Eben, I want to switch gears for a moment now and talk a little bit about CEP. For those listening this morning, tell us what CEP stands for.
It is Community Eligibility Provision.
And in layman's terms, what does this mean?
It means, to put it as simple as possible, that next year, all of the elementary students in Washington will eat breakfast and lunch for free at school.
Wow. Say that again.
All the elementary schools kids in Washington Community Schools will eat for free breakfast and lunch next year.
How is this going to be possible?
We qualify based on our free and reduced numbers. We have what's called direct certified students. Those are homeless students, migrant youth, runaways, Head Start, foster children, and there's a couple other in there I'm sure I'm missing. But because our percentage as a community is high enough, we qualify for this program. The stipulation from the USDA is, though, you you have to serve all the kids in the community, and you can group it by high school, elementary, or just one school. So the school district decided to do it at all the elementary schools. So they will all eat breakfast and lunch for free next year.
Unbelievable. And this is going to start next school year.
Yes.
And this is all due to this CEP grant that we're talking about. Now, had to do some behind-the-scenes work to make this happen. I'm sure there was a lot of paperwork involved.
A lot of paperwork with our representative from the state of Indiana. A lot of going through records and verifying applications from last year, that sort of thing. The great thing about this is, as far as the food is concerned, next year you will not have to fill out an application, but you still have to for textbooks. And we need that information also, because each year we can reapply if our identified student percentage goes up and get a better reimbursement, or federal reimbursement from the USDA each year if it goes higher.
So every elementary student enrolled in Washington Community Schools next year will have a free breakfast and lunch provided for them.
Yes. And just like our other programs, though, it's contingent after the first year of participation. So please get your kids up and send them to breakfast. Let them eat lunch at the schools, because our food program isn't going to change. What we're serving now is, you know, the program's going to be the same next year. We're not going to change our food or anything. But again, we need participation, because as long as this breaks even, we'll do it. We can do it for up to 4 years before we actually have to reapply.
So again, this is so important to stress this, because it's all about the numbers. It's a numbers game. And some parents listening this morning may take care of breakfast with their student at home. And not that there's anything wrong with that by any means, but if you're running behind or whatever the case may be, just take them to school, have them grab breakfast there. It's absolutely free.
Mm-hmm.
And probably breakfast is where you need even more help than lunch, per se, I would assume. Right.
And all the elementary schools, even if, say, you're running a little late, you're going to be 5 or 10 minutes late, they will still allow your child to go down to the cafeteria and eat breakfast.
This is an unbelievable service. But again, it's all about the numbers. So if you're used to packing a lunch for your student each day, don't need to do that anymore either, because we've joked about this several times, Evan. You got my son committed to eating at the school, which he, that was you did a good thing there, because that was a feat to accomplish, no doubt about it. It's good food. I mean, we're not talking the regular old cafeteria food that people may have been used to back when they went to school.
Right. I mean, we spend a lot of time with our cooks training, and we have new recipes that we incorporate every year, so it is really good food.
Nutritional at the same time.
Absolutely, because you have guidelines for sodium and fat that you have to stay under certain levels, so we work hard to try and make it taste good even without that.
For instance, let's go to the high school. When you walk into the high school and a student goes to the lunch room for lunch that day, they can choose from, three or four different options that they have available.
Yeah, we have what we call the salsa bar, where they can make nachos and tacos. That's there every day. We have kind of a hometown section where we have different things, like we might have meatloaf, or we might have some kind of an Asian entree there one day. We always have a build-your-own sandwich deli. We have to-go salads that you don't have to wait. You can just grab it and go. We have pizza every day. And then we also have a lot of the baked Lay's chips and things like that. So if you don't want to eat a full lunch, you can get something like that. But yeah, we always have four or five different choices every day of what you can eat for lunch.
It's a smorgasbord.
Yeah.
I mean, it is an absolute smorgasbord. So again, you get your pick there when you go to the high school. Now, at the elementary level, it's a little bit different, right?
It's a little different, but you still have four choices every day. We always have some kind of a sandwich, some kind of a salad, and then we'll have two hot entrees every day.
And again, at the elementary level, just to stress this one more time, starting next year, it's going to be absolutely free.
Yes.
That blows my mind.
It's yeah.
And this is for everyone.
Yeah. Even kids that, if you pay now, say a family of four, if you have two kids that go to school, it will say, if you're paying for breakfast and lunch, it'll save you around $1,800 a year to let us feed them for free.
And again, we need you to do that, because the numbers, it's all about the numbers. It's right. A numbers game. We're talking to Evan Lips. He is the director with Sodexo, Washington Community Schools Food System Cafeteria. And we got a lot of information we're passing along this morning, talking about CEP free breakfast and lunch for all elementary school students starting next year, talking about the summer food program to make sure everybody eats, even over the summer. The students that are not getting maybe the meal at home for whatever reason, Sodexo and Washington Community Schools reaching out to make sure those meals are still provided. And, you know, we talk about that trailer. You got it at a couple of sites for lunch every day. That trailer is going to be, well, is, as we record this, it's going to be in downtown Washington this Saturday for the Celebrate Washington event. As you take it out and about and do a lot of catering events too, right?
We do. We try to. I still have not had someone do a private catering with it, but it is available for that if they want to.
So what's on the menu today for downtown Washington?
We are going to do a nacho bar. We're going to have regular beef nachos, and then we'll have Philly cheesesteak nachos, and we're also going to do churros.
Wow. So be sure to hit them up on Main Street today at the Celebrate Washington event. They'll be serving some great food there. That is 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. in the J. Myers parking lot. Now, let's talk about the catering service for a moment, because if you're someone that has a wedding coming up or a special event, the catering service through Sodexo is available, and that money is also going back in to the schools that will help them directly as well.
Yes. The popular misconception, Sodexo gets paid a management fee to manage the food service, labor, and food cost. Anything we do for catering or any extra things we do, all the money goes to the Washington Community Schools food service account to help enhance the food service. If we need a new freezer, if we want to buy a new oven so we can start doing different cooking techniques, you know, that sort of thing.
See, a lot of people didn't know that. I just learned that recently from you, as a matter of fact. So when you book Sodexo for a catering event, you're actually directly helping Washington Community Schools and the school food lunch breakfast program.
Yes. And I think another conception, too, is we don't use, again, not saying it's bad, but we don't use the low-sodium, low-fat things that the federal government requires us to use for a school district. We actually get, you know, regular normal food that anybody would eat, you know, the high fat stuff that tastes good.
There you
go. For catering.
Let's just get down to the bare bones. Absolutely. We're talking the good stuff. So whenever you're catering, you're bringing out whatever they want. And as far as that goes, it's a wide range. You can pretty much cover anything, right?
Yes. And I was an executive chef for 4 years with Sodexo. Before that, I've been in the food industry for almost 25 years. So there's not much you can come to me with that I can't cook.
And for any event, small, large,
yes.
20 to 2,000?
I don't know about 2,000. 20 to 200 for sure.
All right. Sodexo services, again, the catering service is available with the money from that going back into the school lunch program as well, the schools, Washington Community School System. So this is clearing up a lot of information, a lot of maybe misconceptions, as you called it earlier, Edmund, about Sodexo and the food service program at Washington Community Schools. Great to have you in that this morning. What else can we talk about that may educate people getting to know this new system? Because it is still fairly new, just into its second year now.
Ah, wow. You got me on that one.
Where do we start, huh? How many employees do you have?
Right now, about 45.
45 employees. Mm-hmm. And they work at whether it's elementary or high school or junior high. Those employees also may be out catering with you if need be.
Absolutely. That's who we use. I mean, we don't have, as we call it, the magic Sodexo bus that pulls up with, you know, extra employees that we use for things. We use the ladies and gentlemen that work at the high school and at the elementary schools.
And throughout the summer, they're busy doing the lunch program. So I guess we'll go back and recap again for those that are just joining us. Again, we're talking to Evan Lips from the Sodexo Food Services, Washington Community Schools. We're covering CEP, a new program that will be offered starting next school year for Washington Community Schools, elementary schools. And again, this is so important to stress because it's free breakfast and lunch next year for elementary students.
Yes.
I can't get over that.
Yeah. And again, it's important for participation. If your family makes $1 million a year, you're not helping us by not sending them. We need them to come eat breakfast and lunch every day.
It's all about the numbers. So again, free for elementary students. Any elementary student, all walks of life, will have free breakfast and free lunch at Washington Community Schools, elementary schools next year. Is it possible this may go up into the high school and junior high at some point?
You know, I think if we do well at the elementary school and participation levels are high and it has to do with, you know, how much reimbursements we get, it potentially could. Because you don't want the food service account to fall into a negative balance because that gets you in trouble with the state. But as long as we're breaking even or even, you know, have a little bit of a profit, money. I hate to use the word profit because it's just money that sits in the account until we spend it on, again, ovens or refrigerators or something like that. Yeah, it could potentially.
And the summer program, again, let's stress that. The serving times, first at Washington High School, 11:30 to 1:30. Mm-hmm. And that's in the cafeteria.
Yes.
And the cost is free.
Yes.
For 18 and under. Adults, $3.
Adults, $3. Yep.
And you can choose from whatever they're serving that day. It's a different meal each and every day. What about your mobile sites again? Let's give those addresses.
The mobile site right now is Lena Dunn Elementary in the parking lot. And then at 602 Mound Street, it's a, I want to say, 3 or 4 blocks behind Swifty's gas station. Can't miss. Again, the trailer's, it's a huge, shiny black trailer with Washington Hatchet logos all over it. You can't miss it.
Just step up and say, hey, I'd like the meal.
Yep.
And you'll get it. You'll mm-hmm. get it handed right to you, complete with the milk to yes. drink to go with it. And if there is a daycare maybe listening that would like Sodexo to take care of their meal plan, you can do that too, right?
Absolutely. We have a couple that come and eat with us every day. So it's a good thing for them, you know, to have free lunch.
The same thing with the summer food program as with CEP. It's all about numbers and involvement, right?
Right.
Participation.
Right. Because again, if we don't have the participation numbers, we don't get the reimbursements, and then eventually it can go away.
Anybody listening today, again, head out and enjoy lunch Monday through Friday at these sites, Washington High School Cafeteria, Mound Street behind Swifty, or at Lena Dunn. Look for the Washington Hatchet trailer, the food trailer, with a great meal for you. A 2-week cycle, so it's something different every day, something new every day. You're not going to get used to the same old stuff. And again, just a reminder, with CEP next year, elementary students will have free breakfast and lunch thanks to this awesome grant program through Sodexo and Washington Community Schools. Catering, if you have an event coming up this summer and you need somebody to take care of the food, Sodexo, Washington Community Schools can do that for you. That money, again, Evan, going back to the schools.
Right. And if they have questions about the catering, they can just go on to the, or the summer feeding program, just go on to the high school's, Washington Community Schools website, and all the information's on there. There's a catering guide, my phone number, so they can get a hold of me.
That's how easy it is, guys. But again, utilize these services through Sodexo because it's all about the numbers, and we want to make sure that this great service continues for years and years to come for all of the students in Washington Community Schools. Well, Evan, a lot of great information to absorb here this morning. Is there anything we're forgetting here in the closing minutes that you'd like to throw in this morning? Got it all covered.
Got it all covered, I think.
We did cover a lot. Well, Evan Libs, thank you so much. Again, thanks for all your work. I know, like I said, behind the scenes work, paperwork, getting all the grants in place, dotting the I's and crossing the T's,
yes,
right?
And I get a lot of help, I have to say. The secretaries at all the different buildings in the community district and at central office have been a great help with getting the CEP program together.
It's going to be a great service, and I know you're going to get a lot of positive feedback from it because, as you mentioned, you've done the numbers. What'd you say, $1,800?
Yeah, if you have more than one kid, yeah, it's going to save you around $1,800 a year.
Big savings next school year. Elementary students, free breakfast, free lunch. All elementary students will be able to take advantage of that beginning next school year. And again, be sure to head out and hit up the summer lunch program at Lena Dunn Mound Street or at the Washington High School Cafeteria. Evan, thank you so much for stopping by on Focus on the Community this week.
All righty. Thank you for having me.
Focus on the Community brought to you by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington and Ligoti. You can listen to a rebroadcast of today's program and past shows when you visit our website at WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Dwayne Shake, inviting you to tune in each weekend as we focus on the community.